And now a story out of Afghanistan that is deeply tragic, but tells a story about U.S. troops in the country much more positive than a number of the disturbing developments we've heard about recently. Quran burnings, drone attacks killing civilians, and the case of Sergeant Robert Bales and the story of his alleged murder of 17 civilians. With this story that was actually a little difficult to tease out, given the impression it gives of NATO forces in Afghanistan, is Rod Nordland, foreign correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Rod, congratulations on this story, and give us the details.
Well, in a way, it's kind of a good news story. It's a story about two instances in which American soldiers went to extraordinary lengths to save the lives of Afghan children. And you would think that's a story that they would be dying to tell, and I guess in some ways they are. But we really had to kind of ferret it out, because partly for bureaucracy reasons, and maybe just because they were reluctant to seem to be trying to make a counter narrative to, of course, the terrible story of this soldier who only a couple weeks ago killed nine children and 16 or 17 people altogether.
So we'll tell about Specialist Dennis Weichel, who's a National Guard soldier on a deployment from Rhode Island.
Yeah, on his second deployment, he was in Iraq in 2005, I think it was, and then he just arrived really just 3 or 4 weeks ago in Afghanistan on a deployment. And his unit was at the firing range in Lachman province, and had just finished practice firing of their weapons, and they were leaving, and a lot of children had gathered, because the children go running after the brass casings, which they can sell in the market at what in Afghanistan is a pretty good price. So there's always a crowd control problem at these things, and they were trying to get the kids out of the way, and Weichel was at the back of one of the these MRAPs, these massive armored personnel carriers they use, and the kid had gotten underneath, and he went under and pushed him out of the way, and the vehicle started moving at just that time and crushed him and killed him almost pretty much instantly.
I mean, he took extraordinary risks to save this child, and I gather you and your team actually discovered it from Afghan witnesses.
Yeah, Afghans told us about it, and we started asking about it. And finally, the military said, yes, it did happen. It's true. Their press release on it just said, an American soldier was killed of non-combat-related causes. And those are, usually things like car accidents or heart attacks or whatever. And that's what they were sticking to. They weren't going to give any more details than that because they said they had to do an investigation. And until the investigation was complete, as in several weeks from now, they weren't going to talk about it any further. In the end, we did manage to persuade them to let us talk to some of the soldiers, and we got more detail. But most of the information came out actually from his family and colleagues or fellow soldiers back in Rhode Island who put up a face page in his honor and gave some description of what happened there. And then, of course, we were able to find eyewitnesses in Afghanistan who could confirm it as well.
Any sense, before we go, of the relatives of this little boy who was saved at the cost of the life of the specialist Dennis Weichel, that this in any way mediates their sense or modifies their sense that the U.S. has behaved badly in Afghanistan?
Yeah, I think, well, certainly among the people that were touched by this particular incident, they made that comparison right away. They said, they made the connection with the Bales massacre in Panjshir and said, we know that all soldiers aren't bad, and he did something really good, and he looked at us as human beings instead of, the way in so many cases soldiers have a sort of objectifying Afghans or treating him as less than human. Well, so they were very touched and moved by it, and I'm sure a lot of people were.
Well, certainly people who read Rod Nordland's story, foreign correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks, Rod.
Sure thing.